fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 22nd day of February, year all our 2024. Welcome to John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting right now at Republic Broadcasting with my show, The John Moore Show. And I'm always proud to say we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Before we do that, many school districts say, quote unquote, it takes too long. Really, 10 seconds? Seriously, 10 seconds. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yeah, about 8 to 10 seconds. All right. Our prep tip of the day is to read the following book. I recommend this. I need to do this at least once a week because cancer continues to be the modern plague in our society. If you want to know how to not get cancer, the protocols, which I've been doing every day for 25 years, are in the following book. I'll give the title twice. World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. If you read the book, follow the protocols, you can't get cancer. How about that? All right. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. This company in the beautiful state of North Carolina manufactures a complete line of water filters to help you have not only clean water, but healthy water. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. Interesting on the Pledge of Allegiance. You're right. You know, it does only take about 10 seconds to recite it, but in a classroom today, it would take 10 minutes to organize the class to stand still for 10 seconds. That's why it takes too long.
It's been 14, 15 years ago, I was asked to come to the middle school locally here by Vernon, Missouri, and it was a career day, and they had very professionals came in, and I came in to represent the profession of being a paralegal / investigator, and I think these children were in the sixth grade, if I recall correctly, and you reminded me of them. I'm standing in front of this group, it's maybe 20 or 25 students, boys and girls, and out of that 20 or 25, maybe 2 or 3 were actually paying attention to what I was doing. They were fidgeting. They were looking out the window, looking at the floor. It was, I don't know how any education takes place in an environment like that. But that's the way it is, isn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, I mean, it was never that way. I mean, I graduated high school in 1978, so you can do the math. But when I was going to school, you know, you had bullies and you had incidences very rarely. You know, things happened. You know, kids would try to leave school early and they would get caught by the, you know, rent-a-police that they had. You know, they had one or two officers for the entire school, which had, I don't know, you know, 1,000 students or 500 students. But anyway, you know, even then, you know, the attention span was waning. And you can only imagine what it must be now. I mean, I see events that, you know, I mean, my children were all homeschooled, but they participated in local events and different things, you know, sports and Boy Scouts and, you know, in tons of dance classes. I mean, I can't even count the amount. And at those events, you could really tell that things had shifted quite a bit. And I got a chance to speak once at one of those dance events about what I was doing. I can't remember what it was. But even then, I mean, you know, you could see that about half the audience of 20 people, you know, were pretty inattentive and, you know, moving around. So it's just very interesting. And, you know, the whole thing is a giant psychological operation to make it so that people can't critically think anymore. And it's worked. I mean, you can see where we are, you know, at this point.
Right.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Well, moving on from there, one of the big things in the news is a judgment against President Trump of $355 million.
Yes.
I've been my first entree into the legal community was 1972. I was part of the legal defense team in a major antitrust lawsuit. Going on from there, I became a private detective, and not long after that, a homicide detective for the state of Missouri. And I've been involved in lengthy, complex civil and criminal matters beginning in 1972. And my nephew was asking me the other day, what can a paralegal do? And I said the following, which is, at least in the state of Missouri, a paralegal can do anything and everything an attorney does, except represent somebody in a courtroom while court is in session. So it's a pretty expansive degree and authority. And I'll tell you, Kirk, what took place there in New York was just simply outside the norm of our judicial system, what we think of as being normal protocols, normal protections that any respondent has in any lawsuit. He was not allowed to put on defense. It was not allowed to be in front of a jury. And having to post a bond of $355 million before he can do his appeal is simply an absolute outrage. I'm reading an article here posted at Armstrong Economics, and the author, who I think maybe Mr. Armstrong, I'm not sure who the author is. It is Martin Armstrong. He's saying to recommend to Donald Trump to sell all New York City assets right now and get the hell out of Dodge. And I agree with him absolutely. What do you think, Kirk?
I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting question. I tell you, to say that it was jerry-rigged is a slight comment. I mean, you know, that judge is an imbecile, number one. You know, to allow, you know, these flippant valuations of property like Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. How ridiculous. I mean, you can see market.
Well, somebody pointed out, to follow up on your last statement, a two-acre vacant lot at Palm Beach, which is, you know, a walk from Mar-a-Lago, was evaluated at $200 million.
Oh, absolutely. It's the most exclusive oceanfront community in the world.
Two-acre vacant lot.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, to come up with this, you know, several hundred million dollar judgment, for what? There was no wronged party. How in the wide world of sports can a court judge on when there's no wronged party?
Well, what the judge is also saying is some of the largest banks on the planet are idiots. That when, and here's what happens, and if you haven't bought much real estate, ladies and gentlemen, or any at all, I had a real estate investment business in the early 1980s. I bought as many as 10 homes in one day. So I know a little bit about this business. I had a real estate broker's license. So when it comes to a big deal, the seller will have an evaluation of the property. The buyer will have their own evaluation, and the bank does their own independent appraisal of the property. That's the way it's done. And so what the judge is saying is that these banks that did their own evaluation of the properties were complete idiots and didn't know what they were doing. Some of the largest banks on the planet. That's absurd, isn't it, on the face of it, Kirk?
I just don't know how he has any jurisdiction, you know, in this matter. I mean, to begin with. I mean, because there isn't anyone at fault.
Well, it wasn't a judge. It was the New York State Attorney General who...
Yeah, and the judge should have tossed it out day one.
The judge should have. The judge should have.
The guy's an idiot. I mean, you can look at him and say, I've dealt with people like him. You know, you get to a certain age and you say, don't judge a book by its cover. But there's certain signals beyond appearance, you know, how they behave, how they answer themselves, the remarks and things they make. I mean, at one point, this guy told Trump that he didn't want to listen to him speak at his own trial.
Right.
It's absolutely insane. I mean, you go back to Matt Bracken's first book, you know, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, and there's a scenario, several scenarios at the beginning of that book that begin to make a whole lot of sense. And this is right. The, you know, impetus for one of them for sure.
Yeah, I'm also a big fan of Matt Bracken, and he's on a sabbatical from doing new books. I would like to see him write a new book because he's an excellent writer.
Yeah, he's got one coming out now called Doomsday Reef. Yeah, it's a very, very interesting
one. Doomsday what?
Doomsday Reef.
Reef, like in the reef in the ocean?
Yes.
Okay.
Reef, R-E-E-F.
I'm going to pre-order that on
Well, I don't think it's available yet. I think he just finished it, and it's going into, you know, the editor phase, and probably you'll probably see a printed book within 4 or 5 months, I would guess, maybe less.
Well, hopefully, when the modern age, it can take place a lot quicker than that. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read any Matt Bracken's work, I suggest reading all his books. They're entertaining, and they're full of great knowledge as well, aren't they?
Well, they're full of philosophy. And how your philosophy is going to dictate the choices you make, you know, at different turns. And there are lots of turns. But one of the things about the first book that I like is at one point they just say, look, you know, the people take justice into their own hands. They get fed up and disgusted, you know, with what they see happening. And don't forget, that book was written 15, 18 years ago.
Right.
So it's so, you know, foretelling of where we would be at this juncture.
The county courthouse in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, the county courthouse is in Steelville. There is a section of the rope used by a lynch mob to lynch a man who was charged. He wasn't charged, but he was the people felt he was guilty of murdering somebody. And they broke into the jail, took this man out of the jail, and took him out and hung him. And a piece of that rope is on display in a frame in the county courthouse.
Interesting.
Yeah, and these county courthouses, I know the one in Union, Missouri, where I worked there as an investigator for quite a few years, the county seat of Franklin County, Missouri. The county courthouse had the jail up in the courthouse, and there was a mechanism to hang men or women who'd been found guilty and were scheduled to be executed. And they did the executions right there in the jail. And I was able to inspect that mechanism. It was a trapdoor with a lever that you would pull the lever, and the trapdoor would spring open, and the person would drop down, and they would be hanged to death. That's the way it used to be in this country, wasn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just a matter of realizing that the world is a lot larger and a lot more complicated than what we would envision, and we see very, you know, small tidbits of it, and we tend to make judgments based on those tidbits, and worse than that, we tend to categorize, you know, people based on themes and larger issues, when in fact everybody has a right to make their own decision, and the truth is that as long as the truth is masked, which is what's happening now, evil can run amok, as long as they have a way to fund the evil, and the way they do it obviously is predominantly with the US dollar and the, you know, the way that they create the money out of nothing. And as long as they can continue to do that, they can foment these wars, they can do whatever they want, they have unlimited power, they can get Congress people to do and senators to do whatever they want because they can pay them these huge amounts of money, or they can have access to information, you know, through stock trades and whatnot that can glean them this amount. As long as all this happens, it's going to be very difficult to fight against it until the people get to the point of absolute disgust, where they say, well, obviously the whole system is rigged against us. This being the case, there's only one logical course of action, and that's to cut out and remove the evil. And I think we're going to see that start to happen. I mean, this is just – it's getting to the point where it's just ridiculous. I mean, people that have been able to resist becoming angry are starting now to get angry. And I think that I think we'll see this, you know, in this next year or so, I would guess.
Armstrong makes a statement here farther down in the article that he's never seen anybody get a fair trial in New York City.
I don't doubt it.
It is truly amazing. Well, President Trump has prevailed in every situation so far. Every time he's charged with a crime or has a civil lawsuit against him, he prevails. And my prediction is he will prevail in this case also. For most people, that kind of dollar amounts would be beyond belief and not achievable. But for President Trump, it is achievable. He could sell, for example, I heard the other day that one of the buildings he owns in New York City, he's a one-third owner, that the dollar amount of that one-third value is more than $355 million. So he has assets to prevail. The Court of Appeals in New York will probably reverse this matter upon appeal, upon President Trump filing the bond, the $355 million bond. So
it costs what, $35 million to get? Is that how it works? The bond for 10%?
Well,
maybe less because
In this case, I'm not sure how that works up there. I know it's. I don't want to say something and be wrong, but regardless, he will prevail. That's my expectation. Well, that's my belief.
You know, you've got this background, you know, much more than anyone I know, you know, in the legal business because of the paralegal background and the association with attorneys and the investigation combined. But you look at this and you say to yourself, well, you know, how is it possible that a regular jury that sits on this New York trial could possibly be of Donald Trump's peers? According to that, I mean, that was meant to be people that knew you.
Right.
You knew them, they knew you, and they could judge not only on the law, but they could judge on the common sense and weigh the common sense against the law if it was justified. And we don't see that here. I mean, there was no jury, obviously, just this judge. I can't even, it disgusts me to even think about this judge for many reasons. And I'm sure there's a lot like him in New York.
Well, apparently there are. And, of course, when it comes to outrage in terms of manipulating and changing our judicial system, the men and women who are arrested as a consequence of walking into the U.S. Congress in January 6th of 2020, that's also an outrage. It's turned our legal system on its head to arrest people. Not bring them for a judge to have the charges read against them, not have a bond posted, simply arrested with no possibility of posting a bond. It's every murder defendant I ever represented as part of the legal team, they all had the opportunity to post a bond and get out of jail before trial. It didn't happen that much, but it did happen. Typically, the bond for a person charged with first-degree murder is $1 million. For the men and women charged with politely and quietly walking through the United States Congress and causing no damage, no bond. So they're treated worse than a man or woman charged with first-degree murder. That's not acceptable, Kirk, is it?
I don't see how New York City and places like it, you know, Chicago, survive. Moving forward, even for a short term. I mean, they're letting people off and failing to prosecute people for walking into stores and walking out with thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. Everyone's told to stand down and just let it happen. And they're letting people go scot-free. You know, you've got murder convictions and murder trials in New York. They're
Here's
just letting them walk out.
Here's
you saw
break.
That 2 weeks ago. It's crazy.
Here's our break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
No food, no lights, no car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters. We like to get people started with the following water filter. That's the ReadyPure Countertop Stainless Steel Gravity Feed Water Filter, which instead of the fragile plastic spigot that you find on Berkey's, they have a solid metal one that will last for generations. We recommend one of these units for every 2 adults, one for every 3 children, and an additional one kept in the box, unopened, as a high-quality barter item. Right, Kirk?
That's right. You said it all, John. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, one of the issues that people don't think of often enough is that when times get rough and when credit stops flowing, everybody thinks, well, you know, we're going to be invaded by China. We're going to be invaded by Russians through Alaska. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. What for sure is going to happen is the crash of the U.S. financial system. None of us know exactly when, but I think we're getting very close. When that happens and credit is unavailable, or like Turkey, you know, Turkey interest rates are at 45% right now, and the folks are happy that it's holding at that level because it's gone up 39 basis points, I think, in the last 10 months, and now it's holding at 45%. Think of that. Think of a 45% interest rate. You know, how long before we see this kind of thing happen here? When it does, you're going to see credit start to shut down for businesses. When that happens, stock levels are going to go away, because all business in the U.S. moves on credit in some form or another, all of it. The grocery store, the pieces that you get, the electricity coming into your house, service work, it all moves on credit in some way, somehow, because of parts and supplies and all the rest of it. When that stops, the first thing that's going to happen is the utilities aren't going to be operating the way they are now, or they're going to become completely unaffordable, as we saw happen in California. When that happens, the vast majority of people are not going to have access to water. And I want, if you want to see what this is like, go to your house, you know, this weekend, take some time, turn off the valves by your toilet bowls, and you'll realize that you have one flush to make, and then after that, it won't flush anymore, and you'll see what it's like. Think of it. So without having the water in your house, if the electric goes down, two things happen. One, you probably don't have access to drinkable, potable water, which means you're going to get an introduction of these diseases that happen when water is no longer treated or it's left stagnant for too long. And then if you have a well, you're not going to be able to get water out of that well without having a manual system to draw it up, especially if it's a deep well. And the last thing you want to have to do is carry buckets of water in from outside to make the toilet bowls flush and to try to get the water that you need for cooking. I mean, you can do that, but it's pretty labor intensive. And I think that we offer two solutions, one for drinking water, which is the ReadyPure unit that John talked about. The other is the Simple Pump, which is the finest designed device that I've ever seen for drawing, the only device I've ever seen for drawing water manually from a deep well and being able to put that water then under pressure in a pressure vessel. Most people with a well have got some kind of storage tank so that the pump isn't, you know, having to work all the time. And what we did was we greatly increased the size of our holding vessel when we put the Simple Pump in. So I can go out there, pump for a half an hour, and have enough water for a day or two or three to flow through my house just like it does now, even without electricity. This is going to become very, very important as time goes on, I believe, and many do as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for that update, Kirk. We appreciate it. Well, there's a lot of speculation about who's going to be the Democratic nominee. And will it be Big Mike? Will it be Hillary? Will it be somebody else, maybe Mayor Governor Newsom? It looks like the mainstream media has turned on President Biden, and they're not as hesitant to show all the issues that President Biden has with his mental acuity. It seems like they're moving forward to expose all that, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, and yeah, no question. And I think it's going to be Michelle. I think the way they do it is you know, he drops off the race at the last minute at the convention if he lasts that long, and then they move Michelle in. Even if he drops out and the vice president ascends, Michelle could still combat her at the convention. And I think we'll see that. And I think ultimately it will be Michelle Obama, because she's the only person they've got that they can put forward that could even stand a plausible way against Donald Trump, I believe. Now, I don't think she really could if it was a fair election, but they'll manipulate it and he'll be curtailed from certain things because she's supposedly a black woman. And I think it'll be very interesting. So we'll just have to see what happens. And again, the president's important, but it's not the most important thing, because all the money gets spent by the Congress. And we can see the performance that we have from these idiots in both houses that are supporting these insane bills and continue to support insane amounts of money, spent to the industrial complex so that we can destroy, you know, people like the Houthis with these $30 million drones, which they can now shoot down. It's just absolutely insane. I mean, think of the value that money could cause, you know, for people in the U.S. that need it and support businesses and people. And well, just being wasted.
There's no authority for U.S. Treasury money going to private companies or citizens of this country. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, but if they stop taking it, John, the value of the money supply goes up, and the businesses have more room and more credit to do what's necessary. Without
That's
the
right.
government intervention,
we have
people will take care of people. We don't need
That's
the
right.
government to do it.
We don't. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The most recent video posted at my COVID-19 panel is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, MD. She's a doctor in the U.S. Army, and she's giving about a half-hour testimony about the reality of the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots. Very important. It's only a half an hour. Followed by Dr. Michael Yaden. Dr. Michael Yaden was a vice president at Pfizer. He was director of medical research at Pfizer. He's saying that all the COVID-19 vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt people. They're not side effects. They're the direct intended effects. And of course, at my website, you'll find the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. Arthritis pain, joint pain got you down, check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Energy cleaner mattress pads that go with it are for sale at thelibertyman.com. If you don't want to give out your credit card on the internet, just call my toll-free hour line. It's 800-592-9543. Thing is, Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, his company manufactures a complete line of water filters ready for immediate shipment. You've got them in stock ready for immediate shipment, correct, Kirk?
Yes, we do.
That's important. We went through about a year, almost 2 years of supply chain charges. I know I did. Getting different things was very difficult there for a couple of years, wasn't it?
It was, and I think we're going to see that again real soon. I mean, the shipping from overseas is way, way off. And so many parts and essential materials, you know, come from overseas and from especially Asia. And we're seeing that shipping fall to nothing. When the UPS truck comes every day to make their deliveries and to pick up outgoing that we have, you can see in the truck that the volume is less than half of what it was. They're starting to shrink routes. You look at the I was in Home Depot yesterday picking up materials for an ongoing kennel project that we're working on. And I think it was me and two other customers in the entire store. And I was there thinking it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. And usually it would be packed and busy. And they even had an area of the contractor section of the store was even cordoned off with those cones, I guess, to make it easier for the forklifts to, you know, get in and out with the equipment. The problem is, you know, it was forcing clients to not be able to drive as easily in that area to pick up supplies. I thought that was ridiculous. But you've got these stores run and managed by people that don't understand contractors and how they operate. They're doing whatever they want. You know, the staff quality has fallen way, way off. I mean, I would say it's half of what it was even 2 or 3 years ago in terms of the knowledge of the people that work there. And it's just a shame. It really is a shame to see what's happening at the Home Depot. I mean, Lowe's is so much better run in this area than Home Depot is. But even that yesterday was fairly vacant. I think the new home sales are way down, you know, because of the interest rates. I think contractors are not working as often as they once were. I know that's not the case in all areas, but it certainly is here, and I'm sure in much of the country. It really is a shame to see what's happening.
It really is. It really is. Well, will there be an election in 2024? That's one of the big questions. A man pretending to be a woman may be the candidate, Big Mike. We may have Governor Newsom, who is buddy-buddy with the communists. In fact, the state of California has opened in China the equivalent of a foreign embassy. That's how close they are to China. And, of course, Hillary's not out of the game either, all the way, is she?
Oh, I think she is.
You think she is?
Oh, yeah. I don't think she stands a chance of being involved at all. I think it's just, I think that too much of the public finds her repulsive. I don't think it'll happen.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. It's never stopped her in the past, but I hope you're right. I really.
Oh, I think Michelle Obama would be far worse in the long run, just because that whole group, you know, will stay in power. No one thinks that Joe Biden is really running the country. It's the group behind him, and they'll stay. It'll be, for all intents and purposes, you know, a second term for what we're seeing now, maybe even worse. And certainly, if she's put in place, there will be uprising. And I think there will be two if Trump wins, don't you?
There may be some protests, Antifa-type people doing whatever they do. I don't think it'll amount to much, so we'll see.
Interesting times ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, I'm not sure where you are, but where I am, we're having spring-like weather with highs in the mid to high 60s. How about where you are, Kirk?
It's a high 50s. It's similar. It's warmer than it should be for this time of year.
Nobody's complaining. We're all ready for spring.
We are too.
My total snowfall in my home was, I think, 1/2 inch this season.
We didn't have any, not even flurries for the first time. Yeah. But it can still happen, obviously, in February and even in March. Into April, it's happened here, too. What is the status of the studio that you're working on? Is that moving along nicely?
Well, we're picking up more material today, more lumber to work on the studio. And it's coming right along. We got a competent crew, and I'm very pleased with it.
Good.
We got a caller here. It looks like Tom in Florida. Good morning, Tom. Morning, Tom. Hello, Tom.
Oh, good morning. It's Charlie in Florida.
Charlie, okay. Go ahead, Charlie.
Charlie, Tom.
Sounds like we got a new board op.
Go ahead.
Oh, Julie, I called back, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I called in and you said something about I could call back in. And I said, yeah, I called back in because you said so. Well, it was Julie that told me I could do it. So that's the reason why I called back in. I was talking to Julie, and she said you said that. But no, Julie's a good board up. But anyway, I wanted to get back what you guys were talking about, the prices and everything that's going on. I don't know if you know this, but Biden and them are wanting to put a new thing of sanctions onto Russia again because of this guy that was killed over there. I can't think of his name. This guy that was in prison.
Right.
But the point is that Malubny or whatever.
Right. It'll
but
come
the
to me.
Point is that I don't think Putin had anything to do with his death, but that's beside the point.
Gonzalo Lira was his name.
No, not Gonzalo Lira. This is somebody else.
Oh, okay.
This was somebody else. Yeah, Gonzalo died in Ukraine.
Right.
But this died in a prison in Russia, and the West is trying to blame Putin for his death. So they're putting on these sanctions. But anyway, I don't know if you knew it, but aluminum spiked on the 21st. I guess it was yesterday or last night. $20. It jumped up from $2,010 a metric ton to 2030. I think it was $2,030 overnight. So, and copper and all these other metals are going up because of it. So
they are,
because evidently Russia supplies
time.
A lot of aluminum.
Yep, all of these things have intrinsic value because of what the manpower takes to get it and mine it and, you know, turn it into whatever finished product it is. And that's only gone up and up and up. I mean, I remember 7 or 8 years ago, I bought a new tiller for the tractor I had at the time, which was a Category 1 tiller. And I bought it. It was maybe $800 or $900. And the very next month, it was like $1,200 or $1,300. And this was a long time ago. This was 5, 6 years ago. So we're seeing the prices of these hard goods just continuing to go up and up and up and up. And I think we'll see that, you know, moving forward without ceasing, I think.
Well, yeah, I can't see how this is going to be a good thing for our economy, you know, for the prices to spike again. And that's just going to make everything, prices on everything go up. I mean, you know. Look at all the uses, the copper, aluminum, everything like that going up. So, you know, I just wanted to toss that into the mix that you guys were taught on the subject about the prices and scarcity of things, you know, that you're talking about. I don't think it's going to get any better. Not this. This is just administration. We got our idiots, you know. That's where when the rubber hits the road, it's got to go back to this administration. This is the dumbest administration I've ever seen in my life. We got to get rid of these people. They're a complete and total joke. They're going to ruin this country. Anyway, that's all I wanted to talk about, so I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, like that judge in Gorin, they don't have any practical experience in life, or so it would seem. I mean, the prices and the way they handle things and move things around, they don't have any basis in reality. It's all about, you know, hoping to create this nirvana, you know, this environment of collectivism, or they're just flat out completely and totally evil. And I think it may be that. And you look at this and you think, how can anybody vote for these things or want these things? And it's because of the graft and the corruption. It's just insane. Well, I can't even stand to think of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. That guy, that judge, absolutely, the attorney general has said that they're going to seize his hotels if he doesn't pay the $355 million. This is total BS. Everybody in the country is looking at this, and nobody can about. They're thinking, well, my God, if I overestimate the value of my property, I'm going to get thrown in jail or something, you know? This is ridiculous. Everybody's done this. This is the way it's been done since the beginning of time.
That's right.
This is only going to hurt New York City, and it's going to hurt it really bad. I mean, the truckers have already said they're sanctioning for 6 days. They're not going to allow any food into that area or anything. What if it goes on past that? I'm all for it. I hope the truckers do something in New York City.
Me too. Yep. I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's a great way to go.
And I was reading an article the other day that the mayor has run this town, that town, into basically they were, it was a funny article, but they were talking about how the grass is growing up between the sidewalks now, and everything's, nothing's being kept up. They said, is the mayor trying to turn it into a new environmentally free zone or something, you know, because
yeah, I can only
nothing's
imagine.
Being taken care of. The streets aren't being taken care of. The sidewalks aren't being taken care of. And yep. There's greenery sprouting up everywhere, you know, in New York City. Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thanks a lot, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call, Charlie. We appreciate it. Yeah. Looks like our next caller is John from Texas. Good morning, John. John from Texas. Hello, John. Hello, hello.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Watch the Tucker Carlson Putin interview, and I'm asking the guest, what is your evaluation of it? It looks like it's a lot of deflection, and what was it? Was it any gaslighting, and it sort of was we putting people under the ether? Was it, what is your evaluation of what he was actually doing, and how was he was not informing so much. It sounded like he was telling part of the story, making it seem credible, and yet he's leaving out important art, so he takes the truth and creates a distortion and confuses people about the issues and muddles them. Is this a fair evaluation? What did you
are you talking about?
What was going on?
Putin or Carlson?
Putin.
Okay. I don't know. You know, the problem with these things is everybody has an agenda, and you know, to think that there isn't one is just stupidity. I mean, we watch these things. There's an agenda going on. You know, Carlson has an agenda. Putin has an agenda. You know, Carlson comes across as very, very sincere. And very, very, right-minded and very, very smart. And yet, you know, when Putin mentioned that he tried to get into the CIA, I guess like his dad was involved, I looked at his response and it made me feel uneasy. So I don't know. I mean, on the other side of the thing, I mean, you're talking about somebody that's a very, very powerful, you know, leader who has tons of skeletons, you know, in the closet and a clear axe to grind, you know, both ways. The thing that stuck with me the most was when he said, why would all the powers that be in America be for destroying the value of their own money, which I think is a point that he made patently clear. And I think of everything, I think I walked away with that the most. Carlson showed, you know, one of the supermarkets, and which could be a very high end market, you know, for all we know. And he showed the subway station, which I thought was very impressive. And it makes you think and it makes you wonder. Now, you know, when you have absolute police control, which they have in the Soviet Union, you know, God knows what the government has no limit to their power. And, you know, it would make sense that people would behave in a public space, whereas here it's the opposite way. So I'm not sure what that really shows. But I, the whole thing is I find it interesting. I don't know that I'm qualified to really pass a judgment. And if I gave one, I think it would just be flippant, you know, in a certain way. What do you think, John, about that interview and about the flavor and the smell of it?
Carlson is a journalist, and he was doing the job of a journalist, which was to conduct an interview.
Right.
Vladimir Putin is the president of a major country, and he was doing everything he could to represent the interests of his country. That's my evaluation.
Exactly.
So we need to move on. John, thank you for your call. Looks like we got Jerry from South Dakota. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Kirk. I got a question on a simple pump. I have a sister in Nevada that's got a few horses and her own well. It's about 180 feet deep and a 7-inch casing on it. And she just recently had her submersible replaced, and she asked about the simple pump, and the well driller said, well, he's put them in, but that it has a, it can fray the wire going down to the pump that carries the power, the submersible pump. And I was just wondering, what's the diameter of the cylinder at the bottom of the simple pump?
The one that I have is probably 3 inches, 2.5 to 3 inches is the cylinder. Anything can fray anything. I mean, I guess over time and distance. I think, you know, what happens is the moving apparatus of the pump is a stainless steel rod that's contained inside of its own outer casing. So there's a 1-inch pipe that runs down, and the rod that moves with the lever is contained inside of that pipe. And the piping and the rods and all that come with the simple pump system. So I don't see how there would be any inordinate rubbing. Again, I don't know where he gets that from. You know, there's other systems out there. The simple pump is the best one for many reasons. And the fact that that rod is encased in an outer piping may in fact be one of them. But I tell you, the build of the thing is exceptional. I mean, I bought one. I'm delighted with it. I've already had occasion to use it in an electric shutdown that we had. You know, you can get solar-operated motors that will work that pump, you know, in a shutdown if you want without having to do the pumping, you know, yourself. So there's options available and other things. But I think they're tremendous. I don't see how it could, you know, materially affect the the jacketing of the electric.
Well, you should be able to encase that in something else too, if you're aware of it.
Encase what?
Encase the pipe going down, or encase the electric wire going down. You know.
Well, it already is encased. Yeah, typically the wire that's used is that underground submersible.
Right.
It already has a pretty heavy,
like a PVC. Conduit over there or something to keep it from rubbing on
the cylinder. Well, you could, but I don't think it's necessary. Is it Jerry? Yeah, Jerry, I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I've put the thing in myself, and I'm a pretty competent mechanic, and I don't see that it would be necessary the way I understand the design. I think the well guy is wrong.
Well, that's very possible. Yes, I'm not, yeah.
Or it thinking of like another model, you know, made by someone else, which there's a lot of them out there. And there may be some with rods that are not jacketed. I can certainly see that. But this is designed specifically to ride alongside of the apparatus for a submersible, including its electric.
Yeah, and with a 7-inch spacing, there should be plenty of room in there.
There is, yeah. I think they say you should have at least a 3 or 4-inch casing. I can't remember.
Yeah.
I'm at my studio right now, not in my office, so it's not easy for me to check.
Well, but what's the diameter of the pipe going down?
Oh, you mean for the simple pump?
Right.
I think it's in a 1-inch.
1-inch, okay. Is that PVC?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
It's either PVC or CPVC. It might be CPVC.
Okay, thanks for the call. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, Kirk, I got a question for you. I've been thinking about this, getting rid of Biden, which is what they want to do. But in order to use and make the most of Biden before he's gone, I think it's a high likelihood they'll have somebody, a crazy person, assassinate him, and then they'll try to blame it on the guns, and then they'll make a huge move right at the end here. What do you
think?
Very
possible. It's not going to work.
He's just a pawn.
Yeah, I think the guns are the last bastion. They make a move for the guns, and I think they're in trouble. I think it gets hot quick. What do you think, John?
Well, I agree, but there is President Biden being assassinated with a firearm is not going to change the gun laws at all. If anything was going to do it, would have been the shooting in Las Vegas, which didn't change anything.
Yeah, it reminds me of that joke. What do you call a dead lawyer at the bottom of the ocean? A good start.
Exactly. Anything else, Kyle?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
Okay. You want to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week here, Kirk?
No, it was a good conversation. Yep. A lot to think about. You know, a lot happening, you know, with this election year. And we'll just have to see as things move on. We've got a lot of things on sale right now at Water Revolution. We've sold an incredible amount of whole house point of entry systems in just the last 2 months. People are concerned not only about the drinking water, but the quality and of the water coming into the entire home. A lot of people are realizing they can absorb as much as a gallon of water in a bath or in a shower. My contention is that the material that we saw in these vaccinations, we're going to see in the air if they're not there already. And I think their goal is to infect everybody with this graphene, because that's the mechanism that they can use to create pain and suffering, and which they evidently love to do. And so I think, you know, safeguarding the water that comes into your home is very, very important. And being able to take a lot of baths and showers and wash the stuff off that you might get out in the environment is going to become very, very important moving forward. And we specialize in creating water that not only is more hydrating, but has much greater cleaning and cleansing ability. And that's why the bathing water, the laundry water, all of that becomes affected by these point of entry systems. So, and we're often a whole lot cheaper than the local direct sellers. I'm seeing that too. So give us a call. You can reach us at the office. It's 336-525-1015. Again, Water Revolution, 336-525-1015 in North Carolina.
All right. Good enough. Good enough. Well, Kirk, I want to thank you as always for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great week and a great weekend.
Okay. All right. We're going to top our break coming up here momentarily. We'll have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire. He's the author of, well, he's not even sure how many books he's authored, 25, 26 books. His most recent one, I hope to be getting a review copy soon to be able to catch up on what he's up to. And it's one of the more popular segments we do here at Republic Broadcasting is Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He's, if there's such thing as a Renaissance man, I've got several Renaissance men for guests, but he's certainly a Renaissance man. Harvard trained, even does his own drywall. So what a guy. And wrap it up today. We may or may not have Sky Huddleston, the CEO of Liberated Rock, here's with us today. And of course, we'll wrap it up today with my friend Tom Berry. He'll give us an update on the energy cleaner. I'll be picking up a fresh batch of energy cleaners later today. So that's always good too, to get these back orders caught up. Okay. Okay. No response back from Sky. Brady is not available this morning, and we will have rest of the show is going to be great as always. So, and of course, Friday, I think Marie Lassiter is still unavailable. She has some conflicts, and that's the way that is. So here's our break. We'll be right back.
Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.